morning. Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all. It is simply the way the body works. If you're interested in purchasing any of the longevity products, please head over to my website, brightsideben.com. You can pull down on the menu, on the shopping cart menu. We've got all the longevity products up there. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right. We have been talking about connective tissue and the intelligence behind connective tissue, the intelligence within this massive matrix that makes up 40% of the body. We're going to continue our discussion on how to keep the bulk of the body strong and robust. But today I want to take a little detour. We're going to get into some of the lesser appreciated aspects of wellness, specifically the mental and emotional components of health, and a little bit on the spiritual aspects of health as well. As those of you who have listened to the program in the past know, the Bright Side philosophy of health is multidimensional. And even though we largely focus on nutrition and supplementation and food and diet and exercise and the more obvious aspects of staying healthy, the physical aspects of staying healthy, on the Bright Side, we recognize that the mental and emotional and spiritual aspects of health, the mental and emotional spiritual dimensions, are really fundamental and primal. And without clicking on all four cylinders, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, there's no way that we can be optimally healthy. So with that in mind, it is truly an honor and a privilege to introduce to you our guest today, who's going to be on for the whole hour. This guy exemplifies the idea of multidimensionality of wellness. He's a prolific and insightful New York Times bestselling author of several really, really important books, a couple of which I've had the pleasure of reading multiple times. His work is easy to understand. It's elegant. It's profound. It's based on high-tech physics and common sense. And his books have made a powerful impact on my life personally. They sit on the most important shelf in my library, and one title in particular is so highlighted up and dog-eared. I mean, every page has got tags on it, and every page is covered with highlights. I'm working on my second copy of this book. His latest book is called The Ultimate Key to Happiness, and it is an absolute must-read for anyone who wants to up their game even a little bit, and certainly if you're dedicated to being the best you can be and having the best life you can have. This is a book, among his other books, that you absolutely want to read. So without further ado, it's my extreme pleasure to welcome to The Bright Side Robert Scheinfeld. Good morning, Robert. Greetings, buddy. How you doing?
I'm great, Ben. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and the comments that you just made.
Well, I got to tell you, Robert, when my producer asked me who is the one author, the one non-nutritional author that I'd like to have on The Bright Side, the first thing I thought of was Robert Scheinfeld. Get me Robert Scheinfeld. I've been following your work for years. I read the first Busting Loose book, I think maybe 8 years ago when it first came out, and it rocked my world. We're going to get to the latest book here in a bit, but I love the way you tie in holographic theory and physics with, for lack of a better term, self-help. I don't like that term necessarily, but it's appropriate here in this case. I wonder if I could get you to start off today by telling us a little bit about holography, holographic theory, and what is this thing you call infinite being, and how we can use these kinds of seemingly highfalutin, academic, and maybe impersonal ideas to improve our ordinary, secular, down-to-earth day-to-day lives?
That's quite a big question. Well, if you look at a lot of the the spiritual and the self-help literature that's out there. I'm fond of using those two labels. A lot of people have challenges, and I did for the majority of my life. I'm almost 57 right now, and what I'm about to say was the case pretty much until I was maybe 46, 47. There's a lot of stuff out there that says, here's how it works, just do this and you can get any result. There are these magic formulas, there are these magic bullets and blah, blah, blah. That didn't work for me, didn't work consistently, didn't work at all, or didn't for other people. Or there wasn't an explanation for how reality, so to speak, is really constructed that made any sense to me. And I'm the kind of a person that I need to understand the why, and I need to understand the mechanics of things. And to me, truth with a capital T is something that it's really impossible for the mind, for the intellect, to ever understand. The best that we can do is to come up with models. And one of the models for how what we experience really gets created that made the most sense, and I, on a feeling, intuitive kind of a level, really resonated with me, was the model of a hologram. And with a hologram, you have to start out with something that you really want to create. And then you have to create a specific pattern that's got all of the details of what it is that you want to create. And then you have to apply a lot of power to that pattern. And then out pops this holographic image that appears to be very, very real.
Now, is it real? A hologram is technically not real by definition, correct?
No, but that's kind of a semantic thing. The way I define real versus not real is to look at the creator and the created. So anything to me that is created, and that means, you know, everything related to what I call the human experience or the human created. Our bodies, our thoughts, our minds, trees, you know, buildings, the environment, all of that is created. And then there's the creator of all of it. And to me, the creator is what's real, and anything the creator creates is not.
Got it.
Is an illusion. It's very much like the relationship of an author of a work of fiction to everything that's in the story. You know, the author's real, but everything mm-hmm. that the author writes in the story is a story. It's fiction. Right. It's not real. So you have power plus pattern with all the specific details equals illusion equals the hologram. And there's a lot of stuff out there in self-help, spiritual, and mainstream that talks about something like that, but it implies that us as individuals, our individual brains or minds or whatever, are the ones that choose the pattern and apply the power to it, and then we can outpop whatever we want. And what I've discovered, and many people agree and many people disagree, is that that's not what's really going on. There's another intelligence, there's another energy behind the scenes, like an author is another energy, a creator behind the scenes of a work of fiction, that is the one that's creating the patterns, deciding on the specific details, then applying the power that creates the illusion that we all experience as real.
So are we part of this, when we talk about ourselves, are we the authors or are we are we the creators or the created?
Well, let
in
me
this
ask
model.
You a question. Have you read the Harry Potter books?
I have not. I saw one of the movies.
Okay, I'm fond of using that as an example because it's a book that most people have probably heard of. So for those of you in the audience that don't know, the Harry Potter books are about a wizard and a world of magic, and the good wizard is trying to defeat the ultimate evil wizard. And there are 7 books of the story of how the good wizard and the evil wizard fight. So the main character's name is Harry Potter, and the evil wizard is named Voldemort. If you read the book, Harry Potter appears to be an individual. Voldemort, the bad wizard, appears to be an individual. And they say things and they do things and stuff happens. But the reality is they are all the author expressing herself creatively. The author's name is J.K. Rowling.
I got to get you hang on to that thought, Robert. We need to take a break. Hang tight, okay? We're talking to Robert Sheinfeld, author of The Ultimate Key to Happiness and the Busting Loose books, as well as several other books, New York Times bestselling author. We're coming back on The Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us, friends. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. We're talking to Robert Sheinfeld, author of The Ultimate Key to Happiness and the Busting Loose series of books, as well as The Invisible Path, The 11th Element, just a superb and wonderful self-help author. Robert, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. You were on a roll telling us about Harry Potter. Can you continue?
Yeah, it's a tricky thing. If you look at the characters in a novel, they appear to be individuals. They appear to think and feel and have free will and make decisions. But the reality is they are a pure creation of the author. You cannot separate Harry Potter as a character from J.K. Rowling, the author. Mm-hmm. And you cannot separate J.K. Rowling from Harry Potter. They are one. They are the same consciousness, energy, creative, whatever you want to call it. And my seeing is that it's the same thing with us. We are characters in amazing stories, and you cannot separate us from the creators, just as you cannot separate us from an author from a character like I just explained. So we are simultaneously who we really are, is the creator expressing itself through an individual character in a story. But when we think of, you know, who we are on a day-to-day basis, you're Ben, I'm Robert, you know, the bodies that we have, the houses we live in, all of that, we're the character in the story. We are not the creator in that way, although if you speak truthfully with a capital T, you can't separate us from the creator. To me, this is what's really meant by oneness in spiritual circles, not that we're all individuals who are connected, but that we all really are the author, the writer, the creator, whatever word you want to use.
So I and the Father are one means that the characters are the same as the author, are one with the author.
Yeah, and this is not some airy-fairy spiritual thing. I mean, everybody can really take a look at this if they read fiction, and they can say, yeah, I get that, I've experienced it. The character does appear to be an individual and real and make decisions, but a character can't think anything, feel anything, do anything, say anything unless the author wrote it first. And it's the same thing with us, except going back to your original question, the holographic metaphor is how our reality is created instead of just words on paper. But it's a similar kind of a thing.
Okay, now I want to get to that in a second because I think that's really important. But when you talk about how we're the characters and that there's an author who's writing the story, that kind of implies that we don't have any control over our world. Is that what you mean to say?
That's what I have been shown and experienced to be true. And it's something that many people don't like to hear. It's something that many people resist aggressively. To me, if you really look at what happens in your life day to day, down to a very small, a very fine degree, even down to thoughts and feelings and decisions and everything else, that's what you see the truth to be. And I'm all about, as you know from the Ultimate Key to Happiness book, I'm all about what you actually experience, what you can actually see, versus, you know, theories and theoreticals and philosophies and stuff like that. There's all kinds of philosophies arguing we have free will and we don't. But to me, if you really look at what's going on and you look at it with brutal honesty and objectivity, that's what you see. The ironic thing is most people think, oh, my God, if that was true, that's a really horrible, bad thing. To me, the reality is it couldn't be more opposite to that. It makes everything in life so much more delicious and easy and less stressful just to use those labels versus something precious being taken away or lost. But that's a really long conversation for another day, but that's what I've been shown on my journey into truth with a capital T.
So then does that leave us with just sitting back and enjoying whatever shows up, kind of like you watch a movie, or does that leave us with trying to co-create even though we know that there is ultimately a creator? Where does that leave us?
Well, see, here's where it gets interesting, and it's fascinating to me. In the early stages of this, it can be perceived as confusing. If you go into a Barnes & Noble or any large bookstore, or you were to go into, it's hard these days, you know, because Blockbuster went out of business and a lot of other video stores, but if you went to a place that had a whole bunch of DVDs available for rental, you would see that there are stories of people who are on spiritual paths, and they manifest things, and they have intuition, and they have magical powers, and you see, you know, things like superheroes that can fly and other kinds. There's all kinds of stories that are available where characters appear to do all kinds of things. And so, to me, ultimately, this entire human experience is about who we really are, which my current label is true creative essence. I've gone through different labels, consciousness and expanded self and different things. My current label, for reasons that we're talking about here, is true creative essence for who we really are and who the creator is all about experiencing every possible what would happen if scenario that's possible within this human experience. It wants to play and explore and express itself creatively every possible way that it can. So there will be some characters who, yes, will try to change their reality and will try to use techniques and will try to manifest, and they may succeed, they may not. They may succeed sometimes and not others, and that's what's being explored. What I've discovered in the path that I've been on is that there is a very different way to have this human experience. There is a very different way to experience your life on a daily basis. And that very different way is very similar to how you experience a work of fiction as the reader. That you can very much be experiencing everything that happens in your life, no matter what, with a similar kind of a relationship that you would as the reader of a really great story.
So we're kind of you use the metaphor of a movie a lot in the Busting Loose books. So it's kind of like we're watching a movie. Would you say I like the term total immersion, a movie? I like how you use that, total immersion movie. Is that kind of what you're talking about? We're in an immersive experience, an immersive movie experience.
Yeah, I'm very, the way I'm built as a person, I like to be very precise, and I like to be very clear, and I like to be as accurate as possible. If I were to choose a metaphor to explain what I just said, to me, reading a novel is a more accurate and powerful metaphor for what really happens versus a movie, because with a movie, you're spoon-fed everything. With a novel, you read words on a page, and a whole world gets manufactured in your imagination. It gets created out of nothing, and it appears very real, and it's a different kind of an experience. And to me, what happens there is more accurate as a metaphor, but either way is fine.
Is it more
immersion movie experience is you know, as accurate. But if you compare what happens reading a really awesome story versus watching a really great movie, it's a different experience.
Right, reading is more participatory, it seems like. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's really like your imagination is manufacturing the entire story and then immersing you in it. And there's a magic that happens with that that doesn't happen in a movie where it's all given to you.
So say you have...
That's really, you know, that's a little bit of nitpicking, and it's,
okay.
But I just wanted to make the point.
So you wake up in the morning. We wake up in the morning and we do our day. Our day begins. Are you saying that if we experience the first thing that we see and our loved ones and whatever experiences we have in the morning, if we participate in it the same way that a reader participates in the reading experience, that we can have a different life experience from that?
Yeah, but it's not something you can choose. It's not something you can technique your way into, but it's something that can awaken in your life.
That's awesome. Hang tight, Robert. We got to take a break. We're talking to Robert Sheinfeld, author of The Ultimate Key to Happiness and the Busting Loose series of books. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com, or call 800-593-6273.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
And we're back on the bright side. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about connective tissue, the connective tissue matrix, the intelligence behind the computerized mass of meat that is the connective tissue muscle tissue matrix and how it relates to degenerative disease. Today we're talking to Robert Sheinfeld, author of the Busting Loose series of books, Busting Loose from the Money Game, Busting Loose from the Business Game, and then his most recent book, The Ultimate Key to Happiness. Real, real easy to read and very powerful, very elegant book. Robert, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about emotion. It seems to be a big topic in your work, and you have an entire, well, pretty much the entire book, The Ultimate Key to Happiness, is dedicated to understanding that aspect of the human experience. What exactly is emotion in your model?
Well, the interesting thing, and again, going back to what I said before, this book and my current work that I share is all about observing what actually goes on in your own personal experience and seeing what's there. It's not a theory. It's not a philosophy. It's something that you can actually experience. Most of my life, I was a very unhappy camper and wanted to be happy. And after applying what it is that I shared in the Busting Loose books for 6.5, 7 years, a bunch of stuff began to change for me. And all of a sudden, I found myself taking a look at what is it that's going on inside of me that I'm calling an emotion? What is really happening there? And since it feels so bad so much of the time, what's really going on there? And how can I really make a change so that I can start feeling good instead of feeling bad most of the time? So I started observing what was really going on. And because of applying the teachings and the tools that I shared in the other books you've mentioned, let's just say the activity inside of me, which is what I now call inner space, began to slow down and decongest to such a degree that I was able to see what was really going on. And sometimes it was almost like it was in slow motion, and sometimes it was just I could really see what was going on. And what I began to see is that if you say to yourself, what is it that is appearing, again, my label in inner space that I call an emotion, what is it? And it's a pretty mysterious something that's almost impossible to define. But the best word that I could come up with, and I'm not the only one that uses this word, many other people do, is that it's energy. It's energy that appears to move in a certain way and have certain kind of characteristics. You could almost think of it like water that moves in certain ways, and sometimes it still is glass, sometimes it's moving a little bit, sometimes it's a tidal wave, and sometimes it's body surfing kind of size waves, you know? So I began to look and I began to see there's something inside of me that's moving or vibrating or whatever in unique ways. And that's what it is that I'm calling an emotion. And then I began to see something else very interesting. I began to see that there was this movement of energy that has unique characteristics that I call the pure raw experience. And then there's a story about it. This particular movement of energy in inner space is called anger, and it feels bad. This particular movement of energy in inner space is called excitement, and it feels good. This particular movement of energy that has unique characteristics is called depression, and it feels bad. And we all have hundreds, thousands, whatever, as unique individuals, it varies, of labels and judgments for this movement of energy. And I began to see that two things were going on in inner space. There was the movement of energy, actually three things. There's the movement of energy, there's the story about it, anger bad, excitement good, depression bad, whatever. And then there's this hybrid that gets created when the story bonds or fuses with the energy. And then we say, I'm angry and this doesn't feel good, I'm happy and I feel good. But there's three things going on. There's the energy by itself, which isn't good or bad or pleasurable or painful or comfortable or uncomfortable. It's just a movement of energy that's unique. Then there's the story, and then there's the bonding of the two. And what most of us experience is the bonding of the two. And what I discovered is it is possible to live in your daily life. It's not a technique. It becomes the natural, consistent experience, where you just experience the movements of energy with all of their infinite variety, but there isn't any story. There isn't any label. The word anger doesn't show up anymore. The word excitement doesn't show up anymore. The word depression doesn't show up anymore. Good, bad, positive, negative, comfortable, painful doesn't show up anymore. You're just experiencing this energy in its pure, raw state.
So you're saying there's energy, then there's the story of the energy, then there's the bonding, the hybrid of the two. And I think you're saying identification. Is that what you mean by bonding, where you identify with the story?
You believe that the story is true. It's kind of like if you look at what water is from a chemical perspective, it's molecules of hydrogen and oxygen that mix together. But when you see water in a glass, in a lake, in an ocean, whatever, you don't see hydrogen and oxygen, you just see water. That's the hybrid that the two create. The hydrogen is still there, the oxygen is still there, but you can't see it. All you can see is water, what they create when they bond together. Similarly, the energy's there, and the energy's always positive. It always feels good, so to speak. And then the story's there, but then they disappear like hydrogen and oxygen disappear, and you just see water, which is the story appearing to be real. And yes, you could say identification.
Okay,
the thing
now,
that's really interesting about this is, like everything else, this is not a theory. This is something not only that you can experience, but that you, Ben, and everyone else listening has experienced thousands of times without realizing the significance of it. And I'll give you three examples. When you watch a great movie, in the 2 hours you're in the theater, you experience all kinds of emotions. They move through you really quickly. But you don't stop to say, oh, that was anger and it felt bad. Oh, that was happiness and that feels good. Oh, that was fear and that felt bad. You don't stop to label them. You don't stop to judge them. You just feel them, what I call the pure raw experience. And you just feel these pure raw movements of energy nonstop, because that's really what a movie's all about, pretty much, you know, for 2 hours. And then afterwards you go, oh, my God, that was an amazing experience, if you really liked the movie. But the mind, so to speak, the story never showed up and the story never bonded with the energy. You just felt the energy. The same thing happens if you're reading a really great novel. You experience all kinds of emotions, but you don't stop to label them or judge them. The story does not appear, and it therefore doesn't bond with the energy. You just experience the energy, and then you say, oh, my God, I love that book. The third example is if you like roller coasters at amusement parks or you like other rides that move fast, if you could catalog all of the emotions that you felt, you would have a lot of labels, including negative labels, that you'd apply, but you don't do that. The story does not appear. It does not bond to the emotion. You just experience raw emotion for however long the ride is, and then if you liked it, at the end of it, you go, oh, my God, that was incredible. I got to go do that again.
Now, contrast that with how most of us live our lives.
Most of us live our lives, and there's an aspect of the mind, if you will, that has learned to observe particular movements of energy, to label them with specific words, happy, sad, excited, depressed, you know, frustrated, whatever. And it has developed all these stories. It has them stored in its computer, you know, like Google has a database that it searches when you type in a search at Google. And so on automatic pilot, without us realizing it, we're experiencing these emotions, we're seeing them, the story's coming up, it's bonded, and we're hypnotized into thinking the story's true.
Gotta take a break. That's awesome stuff, Robert. We're talking to Robert Scheinfeld, author of The Ultimate Key to Happiness. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
All right, we are back for one last segment with Robert Sheinfeld, author of The Ultimate Key to Happiness and the Busting Loose series of books, The Invisible Path to Success, The 11th Element, and also has a neat blog, too. Robert, give out your website real quick before we run out of time.
It's robertsheinfeld.com, and that's R-O-B-E-R-T-S-C-H-E-I-N-F like Frank, E-L-D.com, robertsheinfeld.com.
And you have various programs that people can sign up for, classes that people can take online, correct?
Yeah, I have a lot of online courses because I like to make what I do available to people all over the world without them having to travel. So usually I turn live events, but sometimes I do other things, and I create online experiences. And then from time to time, I do live events as well.
All right. So I would be absolutely remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about money, everybody's favorite subject. Everybody's got money problems, it seems like, anyway. You got a couple of interesting things that you say in the Busting Loose series of books. One of the most shocking is that you can't win the money game. Tell us about that. What do you mean by the fact that you can't win the money game and the idea that it was designed to create failure?
Well, once again, this is a gigantic topic for a few minutes, so let's see what I can do to abbreviate the answer. To win a game, you have to know what the outcome is. You have to know what winning means. And one of the biggest problems with the money game is that nobody really, very few people have a clear, definable outcome of what winning really means. It tends to be this kind of airy-fairy, general, more money than I need, you know, enough money that I can do what I want. You know, some people might say enough money to be able to have a passive income of da-da-da-da, but in general, there isn't a definable outcome. That's the first part. So you can't win a game if you don't really know what winning means. Secondly, even if you have a specific kind of a definition that has a specific kind of a number, most people don't ever achieve that number, or they achieve it temporarily but then lose it. It's unstable, you could say. Or the final thing which happens with the people that really seem to be winning the money game is, okay, they got plenty of money, they can pretty much do anything they want, but then there's something else in their life that, just using general language, is out of whack. They're lonely. They're unhappy. There's a famous quote from J. Paul Getty, the oil man, when he was the richest man in the world many years ago. And he said, I'm the richest man in the world as it relates to money, and I'm the poorest man in the world as it relates to free time. He didn't even feel he had free time to read a novel or go to a movie. And so in general, when you play the money game the way we are taught, you try to achieve this airy-fairy, not generally definable goal of winning, and you fail. Because, again, you don't achieve the goal. You get it, but you can't hold on to it. Or you get it, but you hold on to it, but there's some major price that you pay so that you don't end up feeling as fulfilled or happy or connected
like a winner,
or whatever else that you want. And so for all those reasons, it's like dogs at the dog track that forever chase the rabbit but never catch it.
So what's the way out?
The way out relates to a lot of the things that we've been talking about. It's understanding what's really going on. It's experiencing the truth with a capital T of things, and it's starting to play the human game, which is the big game we're all here playing, in a different way, of which the money game is a subset. And when you begin to, let me share a metaphor that I'm fond of sharing to explain what I mean here. I share the metaphor of sun and clouds. If you look at who we really are, which we talked about before, the author, the writer, the creator that has more power than you can possibly imagine, who we all really are. You look at a writer sits down to write a story, they're omnipotent. They could write anything happening to anybody in any way. And who we really are is the same way, except can do it in a three-dimensional way in what we call the physical universe. So that's who we really are, this massive amount of power that can create anything. And so imagine that that's the equivalent of the sun. The sun is, when you look at it, it just reeks of power, energy, heat, you know. So it's a good metaphor for who we really are, the author, the creator. In order to come here and have this human experience, which is to experience being human and all the things that come with it, the most important part of which is emotion, by the way, it's the equivalent of putting a very solid, dense layer of cloud cover in the way that blocks the experience of that sun. If you're at the beach and the sun's out and you're feeling the heat on you and a bunch of clouds come in, you notice that it feels cooler and you notice that it gets darker. So imagine that, but instead of it being smoky, wispy clouds, imagine it being solid and dense like steel or diamonds or something that's blocking you from being able to experience that sun of who you really are. And that's by design. It's in order to have a variety of human experiences that are unique to being a human. That's why the creator created this whole story. So as long as you are experiencing the human game with that cloud cover in place, blocking you from experiencing the sun of who you really are, you're going to lose games like the emotions game, like the business game and the money game. You're going to lose games like the I want to be happy game. You're going to lose games like the to one extent or another. I realize it varies in the world that you're talking about, but if you look that you live in, Ben, but if you look at the world at large, most people lose the health game. When you begin to go into that cloud cover, which is what my earlier work was about, and you begin to drill tunnels through it and poke holes in it and undermine the structural integrity of it and knock out big chunks so that more of the sun of who you really are that's always been there, just hidden,
awesome.
Starts to shine through, everything can change,
Yeah. Including
your experience of money, and you can start playing the money game and the health game and the emotionships game and the relationships game and the spiritual game and every other game that's part of the human experience in a radically different way when you knock out enough cloud cover. And that's what my work's been about, helping people to do that after doing it myself, and that's the best way that I can explain it. When
that's
you
awesome.
Knock out enough cloud cover, you experience the truth with a capital T, not understand some cool philosophy, but you experience the truth of everything in a deep and profound way. When that sun starts to shine through,
that's awesome.
Everything that it shines on changes.
Hmm.
And you therefore can start playing the money game in a very different way where you can, in fact, win.
So where
it doesn't mean you're going to be a millionaire or a billionaire or never have ups and downs, but it means that everything that needs to get funded will get funded through a really fun, cool story.
And it'll be sunny.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a millionaire, you'll be out in the sun, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's the interesting thing. I went through a time in my life and I said, I look back on the year that just ended. And I said, in that year, I did everything that I wanted to do. Not everything that's theoretically possible, but everything I wanted to do last year, I did. How much money did that really take? And I was shocked at how little it really took. Now, different people, different stories need more money to fund the things that are part of their stories, and so the answer to that would be different. But when you're playing in the sunshine, you don't have to save for a rainy day. You don't have to plan for retirement. That might happen, but you don't have to, like in the world when the cloud cover's in place. So everything's different. And the money takes care of itself, however it takes care of itself, through whatever story, through whatever experience, and the one thing that's guaranteed is whatever needs to get funded will get funded. And if it's a big number, then a big number will show up in your story, and if it's not, you know, fantasies aside and all the stuff we're conditioned with growing up aside, then if it's a smaller number that really is all that's required to really float your boat and have you live the life that you really want to live as who you really are, then it'll be a smaller number. But the guarantee is it won't be a problem. It won't be perceived as a struggle. There won't be any issue. It's a completely different way of experiencing business and money and career, like what we talked about before, is a completely different way of experiencing emotions. And again, I got to say, none of this is theory. This is all something that you can see. This is something that you can experience. Theories don't do you any good if you want to make a practical change in your life. And my life has all been about practical, not just cool ideas.
But they are cool ideas, Robert, I got to tell you.
It can be both. A cool idea can lead to a practical change, but there's so many cool ideas out there that take you nowhere. They're just dead ends.
Yeah, well, that's one of the greatest things about a really cool idea is that you can use it. There's so much more I want to talk about, Robert. We're just flat out of time. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate your work very, very much. Website is robertscheinfeld.com. You guys, I totally encourage you to get the Busting Loose from the Money Game. If you're in business, get the Busting Loose from the Business Game book, as well as the Ultimate Key to Happiness. And check out Robert's blog, robertscheinfeld.com. Thank you, Robert. God bless you, man. Good luck with everything, and I hope we get to talk again soon. Take care, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Robert Scheinfeld. Man, I love that guy's work. We're going to continue talking about connective tissue tomorrow on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.